Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I hope all of you are doing amazingly well. I hope your week went by smoothly. I hope you enjoyed Halloween. I'm not much of a Halloween fan, but I think now a lot of people are celebrating. I remember when I was younger and I didn't celebrate Halloween at all. I remember seeing it on American TV, but it was just so weird to me. And now people are actually celebrating it. And it's crazy because the tradition of Halloween, it's slightly different from the Portuguese one because in America and many other places, people like dress up as characters on Halloween. And we do that in Portugal for Carnival. So it's interesting to see the characters that people are dressing up as for Halloween and then I guess doing it again in Carnival. So yeah, it's just interesting to see how the times are really changing, I guess. Because when I was younger, it was none of this going on. That's what I wanted to say. But before I continue, I wanted to play a video for you guys because it's how I feel. The short answer, it's how I feel, and I'm pretty sure that many of you can relate to the video that I'm about to play for you. And yeah, without further ado, let me put it on.
Okay, raw and uncut, straight from the heart, no fucking filter, nothing like that, yeah? I haven't been on TikTok for a while. People want to be asking me, when you coming back? We miss you and all this and that. Look, I haven't been on it for a while because I'm serious when I say this and I hope people can relate to this. I'm starting to lose my fucking grasp on reality. And I'm not saying that I've gone completely crazy, but I've just got so much going on in the mind, right, in the dome. Hear me out, and I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. On one hand, right, I've got a life where I'm getting flooded of information about conspiracies and fucking the world, pedo rings, ruling elites, and all that shit. On the other side, I've got this capitalist system that I'm born into, which wasn't a choice. You're just here you are, you're born into it, get on with it, and you've got to fucking graft and get on with the small talk at workplaces and people in that ear. Then on the other side, I've got this entrepreneur in me that's screaming discipline, get up every day, 5 a.m. club, read the books, don't give up, don't give in, fight, fight, fight. So you're doing all that for so long, and then Mercury retrograde fucking right up, like giving me all over the place, and I'm just losing my shit. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I can't handle it, but there's gotta be so much more to it than this. What the fuck is this? Like, why am I striving? Like, you're telling me that this feeling, this energy that I have to live with, and I'm so fucking messed up. 70 years to 100 years, I have to endure this. I actually tip my hat to suicides. I totally get it. I wish I was strong enough to do it. Why endure it? Why fucking choose this? I don't get it. And what, are we living in hope now, yeah? Like, I can't be the only one that feels this way. We have a fucking world of people losing their shit. Why? Like, what's going on? What the fuck is really going on? And then talking about all those different sides that's going on in my flipping mind, I've got my spiritual family and they're just like, yeah, there's so much more to it than that. You've got to look inside, you've got to look inward, do your journaling, do your spirituality, do your meditation, do all that thing. What the fuck? What is that? What is that? What is that? Is that another escapism? So what, I'm supposed to escape reality, this reality, by going into my spiritual reality and, you know, become one with the source and all that shit? If the source can hear me right now, fucking save us, because this is bullshit. Like, what is this? And then I've got like this other idea that this is a simulation and the glitch in the matrix and all this bullshit. I don't know what the fuck this is anymore. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is. What the fuck is this? And I'm screaming from my heart because I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, what the fuck? There is so much going on, too much. Like, what the fuck are we for real? I'm a truth seeker, just give me the truth. Never gonna hear the truth because they got so much shit going on. Like, trying to hold it together. And that's why the fuck I ain't been on TikTok for a while. And I'll probably come across so crazy right now. I probably do come across so crazy right now. But if you can relate to what the fuck I'm saying, please help me out and just help me out. Just let me know what the fuck you're saying, because Because in a world full of people, I'm lonely as fuck, man.
Really know what's going on. You are torn between being one person and being another person, and also keeping in mind that you have to just be yourself, and not really knowing what being yourself is creates this confusion. So I watched this video a couple of times and I was thinking if I should play here or not, but to be honest, it's just as raw as we're gonna get, honestly, and that's why I decided to play it. And his name is Chris Jules Julian, and you can find him on TikTok under the @Chris_Jules_Julian. And he also has an Instagram account, and his name on Instagram is Chris Jules Julian, and you can find him at Jules Julian World. So definitely check him out. He also has a podcast. His podcast name is Elite Thinking Club. Let me just make sure I'm saying this right. And he's a personal coach and he talks beautifully about a lot of things. And this video just really spoke to me, because not that I am feeling completely that way, but that's exactly how I was feeling in the beginning of my spiritual awakening. And I relate to some things that he was saying regarding the confusion part, the part where he was saying that he has to cater to his spiritual guides and spirituality. And then at the same time, you know, he was born into capitalism, and how does he get out of there? You know, so I definitely can relate to that, because that's exactly what I'm going through right now. I'm trying to cater to my spiritual self, cater to me, cater to understanding who I am, how I react, how I treat my traumas and all of that. And at the same time, I work two jobs. And at the same time, I have reality hitting me really, really hard. And it's not easy. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be hypocrite about it. You already know what I preach. It's not easy to actually go out there into the world with all of this self-awareness and consciousness, because we already know that the majority of the people are not so aware as we are, and it's just hard sometimes. So I really wanted to come out here and play that video for you, so you understand that you are not alone. There's so many of us going through the same confusion, and I don't know if you are feeling the same way as I'm feeling lately, but something is in the air. Something is in the air. I don't know what it is, but I would like to believe that it's a positive shift that is happening. And a lot of us are just in this limbo that we don't really know what's going to happen next. We don't really know if this is the right path that we are going through right now. And we're starting to ask ourselves a lot of questions. We are starting to have a lot of doubts. And sometimes we are starting to doubt our beliefs, and sometimes that leads us to question our spirituality, to question our hope, to question everything that we have been working. So this is me. This is my listen to me as your guide today to tell you to not quit, to just keep going. Look at yourself, you know, a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, and you are exactly where you wanted to be. And the same is going to happen for the future. So you got to stay strong out there. I know it's hard. It's been hard for me, and I know it's hard for you. So just stay strong. You know, we got it. We got this. And with all of that being said, the topic that I want to talk about today is walking forward, not moving on, not moving forward, just walking forward. Because this is not a race. We already know that your path, your journey is individual. Everyone has its timing. And most of the times it's hard for us to understand that my timing is different than your timing. And with all of that, it just gets into our head, and it leads us to believe that we are not where we are supposed to be yet. And that can cause a lot of stress, right? That can be really stressful when you think that you should be doing a lot more than you are right now, when you think that you should be at a certain place that you are not. And I just want to remind you that this is a walk. It's not a run. It's not a race. It's a walk. And sometimes you got to crawl too. And sometimes you got to take a few steps back. And it's completely okay. And I say all of that to say that although we understand this part of our journey, that everything takes its time, I want to tell you how difficult it is sometimes for myself to just get up and do stuff. Just like simple things, you know, just get up and do stuff every single day. I was having a conversation yesterday with one of my students because I do give conversational English classes. And I've been having these classes with him for almost a year now. It's going to be here in January. And lately, we have been like kind of stagnant in our conversations. You know, he's asking me like, how is my English doing? And I'm honest with him and I tell him like it's fine, but it's just like stagnant. And I'm not saying it's your fault. It's also my fault. But we feel like we're not evolving, right? We feel like we're not doing anything more. And that's natural because it's not like I'm giving you proper English lessons. Like I'm not actually telling you how to speak properly English. I'm just sitting down for an hour and then we're talking about life. And that is a mirror of what is happening in both of our lives right now. It's just stagnant. So most of the times lately, we just, you know, we get in our calls and we talk about the same stuff. Like, okay, what do you do? What did you do this weekend? How is that situation going in your life? And then we just go on in a loop. And we both came to that understanding yesterday that our lives became really boring. Our lives became really boring. You know, we get up every single day. We do the same thing every single day at the same time. We get up, we do this, we do that, we go to work. And then at the end of the day, we just, you know, wind down to get ready for the next day. And then we do the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. And we were just talking and we were asking ourselves, like, when does it stop? When does it stop? And I think the answer to that, it stops within you. You know, it stops when you want it to stop. And it's simple and yet complicated, because when we think about stopping, it's very scary. when you stop to think, okay, what if I just quit the job that I have right now and I go travel the world? That is absolutely scary. And let me tell you something, that is not for everybody. Let me just put that out there, because this dreamy life that you see on Instagram and TikTok about people, you know, living in their cars and in their vans and traveling the world, that shit is not for everybody. Let me just say that. And I'm saying that because I know that's not for me, because I enjoy a nice shower. I like to take a nice shower and I like to lay in my warm bed at night. So I'm just saying that is not for everybody, but that was just an example. Obviously, there's smaller things that you can do in order to make it stop, in order to make that routine that you feel that is just not doing anything for you. Now, at the same time, what keeps me going is knowing that it's not just a routine. I'm learning something every day, even if I can't see it. I have an episode that I talked about it before where I mentioned trees and how they grow beautifully and you don't see the roots, but they grow and they're growing. So this is the same thing here. You know, it's, you don't see the work, the progress, but it's happening. You are maybe changing a few habits. You are maybe changing the way you think about something. You are maybe changing how you tolerate people now and how you have your opinions or whatever it is. You are moving forward. You are walking forward. You are not stagnant. And it's easy to think that we are, because we're doing the same thing every single day. So it's easy to think that we are stagnant, but we're not. And that's what I want to tell you today. And that's what I told him yesterday, that, you know, maybe change something in your routine. Maybe, you know, go to a different coffee shop. You know, maybe go to a different grocery store. Maybe just like little changes like this, it makes a difference. If you can't make bigger changes just yet, if you can't, you know, quit your job and change your house and go travel the world, start little, you know, start with the little things. You know, instead of sleeping on the right side of the bed, sleep on the left side today. You know, instead of taking a shower with that lotion, try, you know, soap. I don't know. Try something different. And I'm talking very, very little because some of us really are really, you know, particular with our routines. Some of us really, you know, wake up on the same side, sleep on the same side, wake up at that time, go to gym. You know, some of us really have that routine down packed and we feel so stagnant because we follow it. And it's good. It's awesome to have routines. Don't get me wrong. But just a way for you to start maybe feeling a little bit more alive is just to change little things, you know, instead of, I don't know, like reading that book at bed at night, save it and wake up a little bit earlier the next day and sit in the grass outside. Go for a walk at a different street. If you walk every day, if you have this habit, take a different route. You know, if you bike, take a different route and be a little daring. You know, instead of being home by 7 or by 8, you know, be home by 9, be home by 10. Get out of your routine a little bit. Now, don't go too crazy. Like, I'm not saying for you to, you know, don't go too crazy, but just dare more and change your routines a little bit more. And you will start to feel more alive and you will start to understand that. Because it feels good when you do something different, it feels good. It feels like you are, oh, okay, I like this. Well, I did something different today. Let me try that tomorrow. There's a very popular, actually, YouTube video that probably didn't even start from that YouTube video, but that's where I know it from. I think it's called 50 Daring Things to Do for 50 days, something like this. And it was just, you know, simple little things like crossing the street outside dancing to just make you feel more alive, I guess. So yeah, that is my small little message today. I just really wanted you to listen to that video because it's what a lot of us are going through right now, and you are not alone. And that's exactly what I wanted to tell you. You are never alone. There's a lot of people going through what you are going through right now. It's a weird season. I don't know why. I think, at least for me personally, I know I am extremely anxious, to be honest with you, because my family is coming for Christmas for the first time ever. And it requires some logistics, okay? It requires some things to get done. And although it's going to be a while until that happens, which actually it's not going to be that long, like about a month and a half, but it goes by really fast. And I'm really stressful with that. And I know that I shouldn't because it didn't happen. And I know I should just be focused on the present moment. I should focus on what I have to do right now, on, you know, my mental health, my sanity, my consciousness, my actions, now, and not tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now, not a month from now, let alone a month and a half from now. So I am trying to just really calm down and not be so stressed. So if you are feeling the same way, I totally understand you. It's the end of the year. There's a lot of things happening at the same time. We all are like trying to get somewhere. But I read somewhere in my zodiac sign, I think last year, I don't know. I think it was last year around this time. And it said that don't take, you know, crazy decisions right now. Just hold up on those for a while. You know, it's November, December is going to come around, the year is going to end, a new year is just around the corner. you know? And the last thing you want to do is rush into something that is not meant to be yours at the finish line. Let me say that again. The last thing you want is to rush to get something that is not meant to be yours at the finish line. And I strongly dislike saying finish line because this is, once again, it's not a race, it's not a run. It's a walk. And you are walking. And it's the end of the year and we're almost there. And it's a fresh beginning. And then a new year comes around. I know there's this like cliche of new year, new me, but it really can be new year, new you, if you think about it, you know? Now, if you can, if you have some decisions you have to make regarding work, whatever, obviously I'm talking about practical things. If you have some health issues, please take care of those. That's not what I'm saying. But you catch my drift. You know what I'm talking about. Hold up on those. Relax a little bit. It's the end of the year. You are tired. I know you are tired because I am exhausted. So I know you are tired as well. So just relax. Sit back. Don't do nothing crazy. Don't think about nothing crazy. Just enjoy yourself if you can. You know, take these last 2 months of the year to enjoy yourself. Grab your notebook, do a little, you know, retrospective on everything that happened this year. How did you feel? All of those things. Like, grab a notebook like that and just relax, sit back, write some things down. Maybe pick up a new book that you can do. And really enjoy yourself. You know, cuffing season is here. Come on, it's starting to get a little chilly, a little cold. You know, pump up that that heater. Get yourself a nice little glass of wine and enjoy yourself. Really, enjoy yourself. It's crazy. I'm just sitting here telling you to do this while I'm over here working two jobs, like 14 hours a day, and not enjoying myself at all. But this is exactly what I need to hear. So I like to say it out loud because that way I hear it myself. So yes, wind down, enjoy yourself. Really take this time to just relax. You know, tell the people around you, like, listen, don't ask me for shit. Don't ask me for shit because I ain't doing shit. I'm taking the time for myself, okay? All right. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for being here today. You know, it's always a pleasure to sit here and talk to you and deliver a weekly message. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really, really hope that you enjoyed the audio from Jules. And please check him out. He's a great creator. And that video really touched my soul. I mean, it's just the audio, but there was an audio from a video. And that really touched my soul. So please go check him out. Hit him up and check his work because it's truly, truly worth it. And without further ado, thank you so much for being here today. Once again, thank you for following the pod. Make sure you hit me up on Instagram at Sylvie Talks Soul. You already know where to find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So yeah, if you like this episode, make sure you share it with your friends, family, you know, everybody. Send it to everybody. All right. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.